Insomnia? Try one of these. It won't make you drowsy. On the contrary, it may keep you up a little longer than you expected. Oh, one more thing. Do exercise caution when driving. That's what it says right here on the side. Not that side. This side of the vanishing point.
You're still awake.
Yes.
No wonder. That radio on all night. Artie Shaw.
Yeah. It's late, it's all music. No talk, no commercials. You any idea how long it took me to find this station?
I can imagine.
I'll turn it off.
Thank you. What about the light?
Whatever you say.
Henry, I am not saying anything.
I know.
Poor you.
I know. Satisfied?
Absolutely. This isn't normal.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it's normal for people our age not to sleep much, but what we are dealing with here is insomnia.
How come you're always so smart?
It's Tom, isn't it?
I wish that guy up ahead would just pull over. Or at least show me the courtesy of letting me by. God, look at him. He must be smashed out of his mind.
Just stay back.
I'll pass him when I get a chance.
I've got the thermos. Want some coffee?
Yeah, sure. Thanks. So, how are the kids doing, Julie?
They're okay. They're asleep.
It is Tom, isn't it? Henry, stop worrying about him and let me sleep. He'll be here tomorrow.
23 hours on the road is too long at one stretch. There's all kinds of maniacs on the road this time of night.
I probably stopped at a motel.
Oh, not likely. Once Tom gets an idea in his head, he won't listen to anybody.
There is nothing you can do about it now.
He drives too fast.
I am going to sleep.
Good night.
If we're going to survive this vacation, the first thing I got to do is talk to Dad. The argument. In the backyard last year.
Oh, that.
Yeah. Well, we'll probably go for the obligatory walk in the park, the old father and son routine. He'll give his opinion on the state of my life and how I can improve by going into business with him.
Is he still writing you about that?
Hey, if I came home with a Nobel Prize, he'd still find a way to say I could have done something better.
I know. Tom, is this how you're planning to stay awake tonight?
If you are so concerned about the driving, then why didn't you offer to fly them all down?
Don't start that.
Why? Well, I'll tell you why.
Catherine.
Because that would be admitting you were wrong. And you're too much of an asshole to ever concede that you were wrong.
Tom was the asshole, not me.
You were both assholes. Never seen anything like last summer. Ugh. Two grown men stalking each other around a backyard, waving silly little croquet mallets at each other.
He's never listened to reason. He's never listened to me or anybody.
Shut up, dear. You're not as worried about him driving as you are about what you're going to say to him when he gets here.
That is utter bullshit.
Will you just try to be good this time?
this time. What do you mean? I'm always good.
You know what I mean. A whole year. We haven't even phoned each other.
He hasn't phoned me either.
Henry?
All right.
A little chilly, Henry. Come here. There. I think it was you who had to stay up driving all night.
Exactly.
I'm going to pass the bastard.
Be careful.
Aw, great. Now he decides to do 140. Son of a...
Pull back. There's a car coming the other
Jesus.
Way. Well, that'll keep us awake.
Yeah. You all right?
If I felt any better, I couldn't stand it.
Aw, great, buddy. Now slow down to 50.
I should have bought them plane tickets.
Would that make any difference? You just worry about something else. Try to sleep.
Catherine?
What now?
I'm dizzy.
I'll get you a glass of water.
I'm going for it.
Tom!
Henry, you failed. Henry? Henry?
No!
Henry!
I don't know how we didn't get hit. Check the kids. They all right?
Yeah, they're all right. Henry? Henry? Speak to me, Henry. Hang on. Hello? Emergency?
Mrs. Waring, I'm Dr. Keynes. We didn't get a chance to meet last night.
Hello.
Now, I have the results of the CAT scan. That's a...
Yes, yes.
We don't know a lot about this kind of stroke. The internal hemorrhage is most likely around the brainstem at the back of the neck. We don't know the extent of the damage. Now, did he open his eyes at all during the night?
No.
Thank you. Mr. Waring? Mr. Waring?
What is it?
Well, all we can do is wait and see.
He's opened his eyes. Henry, dear. Henry.
Excuse me. Mr. Waring, can you hear me?
I hear you. You don't have to shout.
No response.
He never sleeps. He hasn't slept soundly for 40 years. You see, he just takes his time when he's waking up. He's not quite awake yet. Henry. Oh, Henry, I'm so embarrassed for him.
Well, let's check his reflexes.
Anybody home?
There's very little response. Mr. Waring, can you see anything? As I move my finger, can you follow it with your eyes?
I'm trying.
No response.
Where's Tom?
My husband's, well, you see, my husband, he's always done everything for himself. My husband is very tired.
Well, he might not have heard us, Mrs. Waring.
Oh.
He's closed his eyes again.
Yes.
You don't think he's aware of us?
Well, we don't know how...
But he opened his eyes after you talked to him.
Yes, but that may simply be a reflex action. In other words, a coincidence that he opened his eyes just then. It is early. Things may change. Talk to him if you like. It won't hurt in any case. I'll check in later.
Henry?
I'm here. Tom's coming. Today.
You didn't wake up all day?
Not since this morning. He just lies there.
Like that.
I think it's best the kids don't see him like this.
Yeah, right. Julie's got him downstairs. Look, I'll stay here tonight. You go down and she'll take you home.
In a minute. I haven't seen you yet. How's the drive down?
Well, we're here.
You and your father had a lot to talk about.
Yeah. We still do.
Come here.
Well, I'll see you in the morning.
Good night, Henry.
Dad? Dad? I was hoping you'd wake up for me tonight. I'm here, Dad.
So?
There's a lot of things I want to say.
I don't imagine that I'm sorry is one of them.
I gotta get some things off my chest here.
And you got me where you want me now, eh?
You always wanted me to be just the same as you, a younger version of yourself, and I never have been. But, Dad, I done all right.
Sure, you finished your lousy law degree. Any asshole can do that. What's that got to do with the real world?
I'm making the money. Firm's offered me a partnership. When I get back from vacation.
That's cute. Me, I never worked for anybody.
I couldn't have gone into business with you, Dad. I know that's what you wanted, but I am not cut out for real estate. I told you that.
You never gave it a chance. And now there you are saying, I told you so, and I'm successful. Well, I still don't buy it.
You know that thing in the backyard when we were down visiting last year, when I told you I had to finish what I started, go my own way, all of that? Well, I didn't think it would turn out like it did.
I bet you didn't.
I would have handled things differently.
Oh, that's big of you. I offer you the whole business and you want a loan to go off and finish learning how to be a little yes man.
God, Dad, there's just so much that hasn't been said. Things are going to be fine for me from here on in. And you don't worry about me. I'm okay.
You were a nice kid, Tom. You're so serious and full of yourself. You make me nervous. Why the hell did you have to grow up?
Darn!
Tom, you've got to hold the mallet right. Like this, or you're never going to hit the ball, let alone get it through the hoop.
Okay.
You just listen to your dad. That's how you win. I'll tell you what.
What?
Since you're a little behind me, how about I give you a handicap? Say, 20 shots so you can catch up.
20 shots? No.
Why not?
Because I want to play like it's supposed to be played, without any extra help. Someday I'm going to beat you fair and square.
All right, then. That's the way we'll play.
It's your turn.
Right. Now, here's what a real swing looks like. There. See that?
The way your ball hit mine? Yeah.
Well, in a situation like this, I can take my ball and put it right up against yours. See? Then I can put my foot on my ball and knock your ball right out of play, wherever I want. Like this.
It went right out of the yard.
Right. And you'll have to start all over again. But I've still got another shot.
All right, then.
Fair and square.
I'm his son.
Oh, we're going to turn him over now. There's a waiting room down the hall.
Yeah, well, I'll let you do your work.
Okay, you ready?
Ready.
One, two, three. Oh, the IV fell out. There, his right hand.
I got it. There.
Nice perfume, girls.
Who's that? Oh, it's Mrs. Green again, next door.
Help me, nurse!
She just wants attention. Last night she thought there was a man in her room with a machine gun. Check Mr. Waring's pressure, will you?
Sure.
Nurse! I'm having a heart attack! Said Peter, dear, is that you?
I haven't heard that one yet. I'll go check on her.
There. I'll tell your son that we finished.
Not bad, girls. Good work. You each get an A, for now. Ask me in a month or a year. I'm a prisoner in here.
Hello, dear. It's me again.
It's nighttime now, Dad.
Good morning, Henry.
Halls are strange.
Sleep, dear. Sleep.
Just checking for pressure.
I'm with you, Dad.
Can't offer any hope.
If you could only just talk to me.
Hang on, Dad. Just hang on.
How long can this go on? I know what you're saying. Do you think I haven't been thinking about it?
I'm sure you have.
Sorry. He would hate this. I believe the appropriate word for this, for what we are talking about, it's dignity.
Thank you, Catherine.
It's for the best, I think. Have you talked to anyone about this?
No.
You should. We'll take him off the equipment and notify the staff not to attempt reviving him. The IV will remain. That's where we draw the line. We'll have papers for you to sign in the reception area.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I'm here to relieve you, Mom.
Hello, Tom. You'll want to talk. I'll be outside.
Talk? About what?
About the situation. It's the best thing.
That sounds like a quotation.
Tom, it is not fair to keep him...
Fair?
He wouldn't want to live this
way.
Wait.
You don't know that. How do you know what he wants?
Tom, there's no handicap now. Fair and square, remember? Remember the game?
So am I. You just go. Huh?
I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. The morning. Well, if you're gonna live, you have to do it without any extra help.
Do you hear me?
I told you when I first got here that I wanted to talk to you.
Here we go again.
I got a ton of selfish reasons why I don't want you to die, but I got one main reason.
There aren't any reasons anymore, Tom.
That's why I came down here to see you on this so-called vacation.
It's been a real treat, hasn't it?
Dad, I've gone over every minute I ever spent with you, and all we ever did was fight, so let's not kid ourselves about that. I always wanted to prove to you that...
What? That you're better than me?
That I'm worthy of you. And I'm looking at you like this in your eyes with no expression and just, you know, well, you never said anything, you know, to encourage me. And now when you can't speak, well, I guess it's time that you and me came to some kind of agreement.
Yeah, you're right.
So, let's forgive each other.
Yeah.
And ourselves. We're a lot alike. That's why I can tell you this. I haven't told anyone yet, but I have to. And you're the first. Okay. Dad, I'm dying. There's a spot on my lung. They found it. They found it too late.
Oh, no.
I'm worried about Julie and the kids. And I was hoping, you know, that, that you'd be there for them. And Mom. You know. Well, you know, to love them.
There you go, Mr. Waring.
Thanks for the perfume, girls. Out of bed. Don't cry. I'm free now. There's no pain. Just warmth. I'm sorry, Tom. I couldn't stay. Catherine, I'm not worried anymore. I have to go now. Goodbye.
Hello. I'm Mrs. Green.
Yes. Henry Waring. What happened to you?
The man with the hood who was in my room with the gun?
Yes.
He finally shot me.
Oh? I didn't hear the gunshot. I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm glad he finally did it.
I see.
I'm dead now.
Yes.
I've been so impressed with your family. Their devotion.
Yes.
Do you know which way we're supposed to go? There's so many different directions.
Yes, well, none of them are clearly marked, are they?
No. For some reason, I was thinking of going in that direction. Would you care to accompany me?
I think we'll each do better if we go our own ways and just do the best we can. I think I'll go more that way.
Yes, of course. Good luck.
And to you. Miles and miles of open fields and gardens. Beautiful. Fragrant. Tom's gonna love this. What a great spot for croquet.
Henry! Henry!
Henry. Todd's coming today. Would you like some breakfast?
Yes. I'll bacon and eggs and a stack of toast.
I was worried about you last night. Remember? You were so dizzy. I got up and I got you some water. You finally went to sleep.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, the paper's here. Would you like to read it?
Yes, I would.
Anybody we know who's died?
Apparently not. My name's not here.
Henry. Are you sure you're feeling all right this morning?
Absolutely. I'm fine. Catherine, do we know a Mrs. Green?
No. Why, is she in the obituaries?
No, she isn't.
Should she be?
No.
You want me to get you some breakfast?
Yeah, I'll be right down.
I'll take that as a promise.
Yes, I wonder, do you have a patient there, a Mrs. Green? No, I'm an acquaintance. She's there? She died last night. Thank you.
Henry!
I'm coming.
Heavens, I haven't seen you eat like that for years.
Well, I haven't had solid food for some time.
It was not since last night.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what happened to the back of your hand? It looks all swollen. It's bruised.
I don't know. I must have done it in the night.
Just think, Henry. In an hour or so, they will be walking in that door.
Yes.
Oh, please, don't start worrying again.
I'm not worried. And you mustn't worry about me.
I'll get it. Henry, let go of me.
I'll get it. Hello? Oh, yes, speaking. Yes, I do. Oh.
What is it?
Oh, where was this? I see. My wife is here with me. Thank you.
What?
Julie and the kids are all right. It's Tom.
Who was driving to whom? Or did Ken and Tom finally manage to meet halfway? Some lonely place in the middle of the night where differences melt away. Vanishing Point.
A Silent Agreement by Hans Burgert. Featured in the cast were Frank Perry as Henry, Linda Sorensen as Catherine, and Jeffrey Bowes as Tom, with Rosalind Goldsmith, Ken James, Brian Stittle, Melanie Scar, Jenny Monday, and Ruth Springford. Recording engineer was Brian Pape, with sound effects by Jean Sarazen, and the production assistant was Nancy McElveen. Original music was by John Roby. The series script editor is Sandra Rabinovich, and the voice of Vanishing Point is David Calderisi. A Silent Agreement was produced and directed at Studio G in Toronto by Bill Howell. The executive producer of Vanishing Point is William Lane. Until next week, I'm Barbara Budd, wishing you good night.